Fire last night destroyed property running into thousands of CDs at Abuja, a slum behind the CMB market. Apart from being a makeshift residential area for some traders and porters, the area is also a place for commercial activities. As at midnight, personnel from the National Fire Service, police and military were there to barricade the place and bring the fire under control. Antoinette Aba and Doreen Ampofo were at the scene and have filed this report.
Scores of people had gathered from the MTTU traffic light leading to the main Abuja market right behind the Cocoa Board building. While many tried to salvage what was left of their goods and property, others had also gathered in small groups discussing their loss and what might have caused the fire. The few who could lay their hands on some containers were fetching water to quench the fire as the entire slum was raised down. Some of the residents told Radio Ghana what happened.
I live here, I sleep here. This is where I've been since my infancy. We have people who do iron clothes, sell foods, provision stores.
Let me tell you, cry and saw them all. He said, I come home, I'm free. Tell my boy, you know, I know I'm this year, I'm the general. And no one is the general, I'm the general. My family shake, cry or demo. We speak out, we see cow, we be piace, and Pabu and Matani. And then pray for this. Then someone to oversee the plane in Amosa, senior mine. And then Amosa, I did 3 days in the plane. Make us 10 years. And then 5 days. There was a plane in Amsurosa, near to Torch Light. I did see, you know, for any 5 days, I started here. I did see you to the plane, and I'm sure, sir, and go baby.
The armed policemen had secured the roads leading to the area to prevent residents from getting close to the fire. The National Fire Service, who were on hand, had brought the fire under control. According to the Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Service, Prince Bilianaglate, 6 fire engines, 2 tankers, and 1 tent table were used to bring the fire under control. He said despite the highly combustible materials in the slum, it took the service 1.5 hours to control the fire.
We were only called for this fire at 10 minutes after it. Fortunately, our first tender got here 4 minutes after the call. When they got there, they realized that a vast portion of this area was gutted in flames. So they called for assistance, and 5 additional firefighting engines, 2 tankers, and 1 tent table ladder was deployed. The military also got here with their tender, and then they decided, looking at the how fast this fire was spreading, they decided to confine it, and then it took them about 1.5 hours to put the fire under control. And what we are seeing now is to ensure that every pocket of fires in here are totally extinguished before we'll be able to leave this area.
How soon are we to see that this fire goes down completely?
Well, you can't determine that. You know, what happened is that looking at the type of combustible material that are in here, looking at certain substances that are also inducing the fire in here, we will not be able to determine. After the firefighting, we are going to salvage the area to ensure that even if there is anybody trapped in this fire, we'll definitely get the body to know.
Meanwhile, the disaster was an opportunity for others, as some scrap dealers cashed in as they were seen busily collecting electrical cables and wires to use as scrap.
Antoinette Aba and Doreen Ampofu filed that report.